How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yours sincerely, Queen Cleopatra of Egypt. Right, done. Siddiqui, any word from the Romans?
None, Your Majesty.
Oh, well, their time's up. We're pulling out of this dump and going home.
Preparations are underway.
Good. Oh, and take this letter to a property agent. Someone upmarket. I got a good deal on this villa, so let's sell it for double the cost. May as well get something out of this awful trip.
At once, Your Majesty. A message just arrived from the lady Fulvia.
Fulvia? What's it say?
I can't read Latin.
Oh, for... Should I intend to leave? She begs an audience. To entreat me on behalf of her husband, no doubt. Well, she'd better have a good...
Your Majesty?
She says Charmian has escaped captivity.
How so?
She doesn't say. She clearly thinks I was behind it. Where is Charmian? Do we know?
She has not returned to us. Should I send our agents to locate her?
No. She may have escaped the Romans, but she knows the penalty for failure. The situation is unchanged. We leave her behind.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Have my things taken to the barge and prepare a litter for me. I'll see the Lady Fulvia. Perhaps the Romans will be sensible after all.
Maybe we could emigrate.
You know we can't do that.
No, hear me out. Maybe we could emigrate. You know, it's a big world. We could hide anywhere.
We are not emigrating.
Because of honor.
No, because we get caught.
Gentlemen, please. This is no time to panic. We need to work together. Why don't we review our situation and try to find a way out of it?
All right, go on then.
Okay. All right. One, we plan to assassinate a few senators. Two, we're actually going to kill a few hundred senators by mistake. And three, there's nothing we can do about it. Have I missed anything?
No!
Oh. Damn. In that case, I think we should keep panicking, don't you?
Rusty Quill Audible presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 19, Roman Comedy.
Come to think of it, this is your fault.
My fault? Evidence was the one who should have handed over the list.
You could have had a little look at the list before you handed it over.
Look! We've been round and around this for an hour. Let's just try and think about this logically.
Okay. Logically. We fucked up!
That's not helpful.
He's right, though, isn't he? One moment, you're just writing down a few names, and the next...
There'll be absolute carnage out there. Could start at any moment.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean, not necessarily? Look at this wanker's head!
Oh!
You think he lost it in a card game?
Treat him with some dignity, can't you? I knew the man!
Sorry, I forgot. There we are.
Thank you.
Lepidus, the names on your birthday list, do they all live in Rome?
No, a lot of my friends retired and moved to the country. It's very peaceful out there.
It won't be anymore.
Oh!
The point is, it's going to take time for the assassins to reach their targets, and even longer for the news to get back to Rome.
So what?
So we may be able to contain it, avoid a panic, devise a plan.
But they're all going to die. Can't we stop it?
What? I don't know. Mark, what about Fulvia? Can she help?
Yeah, if she ever gets here. Fulvia!
Hello, darling. You're up early. Dear gods, is that somebody's head?
Yes, it is.
I hope you haven't been eating off that table.
Lepidus, get rid of it. Discreetly.
The table?
The head!
Oh. Yes.
Never mind the head. What took you so long?
I was sleeping.
I sent a messenger.
Who do you think I slept with?
Oh, would you believe it?
Well, if you will send a strapping young man to my room at night...
Yes, yes, all right, you're here now.
And I've got two questions. First, what happened? Second, why is Lepidus still holding that head?
I wondered if his family might want it back.
Go away now.
Okay.
Last night, or rather very early this morning, I received a contract to eliminate a sizable number of VIPs. I passed it on and set the wheels in motion. And now, you want to call the whole thing off, right?
If we can, yes.
Well, you can't. Tough luck.
Why not?
The matter's already in hand.
I'm aware that work has commenced, but surely we can halt proceedings.
It's too late for that. Word's gone round. Every killer on the books has packed a dagger and gone.
Well, tell them to come back again.
They're professionals. You never reach them in time. I dropped in on my contacts to see what I could do, but no dice. You're stuck with it.
But you see, what's happened is that we didn't want to kill those people. We wanted to kill these people.
Well, that's no problem. You can kill them afterwards. I mean, by that point, who's going to notice?
Us for a start! Don't you see? Many of them are friends and allies.
Well, you shouldn't have had them all killed then, should you?
Damn it, we made a mistake. It was obviously a mistake. Didn't you stop to think that 300 targets was somewhat excessive?
Sorry, I thought the three of you running the show could be trusted to know what you're doing.
She's right. We were meant to lead a golden age, not a massacre.
Look, maybe we're still in the clear. Nobody knows it was us.
It's too big a risk. There's got to be a way around this. There must be.
Try and get this into your heads. You issued a command, and that command has been obeyed. As we speak, professional killers are spreading out across the city, across the country, across the sea, if they have to. And they won't rest until they hunt down and murder the 300 innocent men you told them to kill, as well as their wives and children, if they happen to be nearby. There's nothing more to be said, so you can either be upset, or you can deal with it and move on. Your choice.
Me again.
What is it now?
We've lost another one. An aedile. Maximus Battalion.
One of our biggest supporters.
Drowned in his bath. The really sad thing is I only invited him to my party to even up the numbers.
I don't like to say it, but I reckon people are going to notice.
The Senate's called an emergency meeting.
Oh, crap.
You'll have to go. Calm them down.
And how should we do that?
We brazen it out.
You're joking.
No other choice. We're still in charge here. Let's show them what we're made of.
And, what should I do?
About the dead men. I'd start taking their estates if I were you. There's no point in letting a good murder go to waste.
Did you see what they did? Any of us could be next.
Oh, men of the Senate, really, there is nothing to fear.
Nothing to fear, he says. Two men are dead.
Easy now, gents. Settle down. No need to get our togas in a twist. I'll handle this.
Take it away.
As my colleague said, there's no cause for alarm.
Two prominent statesmen have been murdered.
Who said it was murder? Maximus drowned. I say it was suicide.
But he was strangled.
He must have been very determined.
Outrageous. What about Habitus? He had his head cut off. His family found it only an hour ago.
The head?
Yes. It was sat on their doorstep with a note saying sorry.
I'm going to kill Lepidus.
Not if I do it first.
Senators, it is clear to me that some foul conspiracy is at work.
Oh, come on. Yes, two statesmen have died. But that's hardly evidence of an organised conspiracy.
Then how would you explain it?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably just some maniac.
What?
That's reassured them.
I mean, that is to say...
I move that we should increase the number of guards in the streets and our homes for our protection.
We can't afford more guards. Rome hasn't got the money.
Though, give it a day or two.
You still haven't solved it?
Nearly. We just need a little more time and cooperation. That is why we may stand tall, side by side, as comrades, as countrymen.
I'm not falling for that. I'm going to buy my own bodyguard.
Me too. Can't be too careful.
But wait! If you all paid more into the state, then we could actually cover the army's wages, and then they could protect us.
No, thank you. I'm going private.
Same. Better quality of service.
I give up.
Now come on, you lot. I'm telling you, there's nothing to worry about. You can trust us. We've never steered you wrong before. I heard that.
I'm taking my safety into my own hands. And I advise the rest of you to do the same. And as for you, Octavius, Caesar, and Mark Antony...
Yes?
Whether conspiracy or maniac, we expect you to get to the bottom of this affair, or we'll replace you with someone who will...
What?
Someone worthy of the office.
Rather than worthy of the prisons.
But you can't fire us.
Oh yes, we can.
I used to be so sure of things. Who I am, what I want. I understood the world and the ways it didn't work. I thought I'd been so clever. But now I know there's so much more. Please tell me it's not too late.
Line.
Too late for what?
Too late for what?
Too late for us, of course. I love you, and I need you, and I've no right to ask this, but I want you to leave your master and come and live with me, as my equal, as my love.
Don't you think I want that too?
I don't know. Do you? Tell me.
Sorry, Line.
Yes.
Yes.
Right, that's it. I can't go on with this. This is painful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You are painful.
Okay, let's stop there.
I'm trying my best.
I know you are, dear. We all are.
We need professionals. Is that so much to ask?
Octavia.
She doesn't know her bloody lines.
No one knows their bloody lines. You give us a brand new play we've never seen before, and you want it learnt, rehearsed, and out before an audience in the very same day. It can't be done.
Charmian could do it.
Well, I'm not Charmian, am I? If I tried to kill your brother, then perhaps you'd like me more.
Get out.
I'm sorry.
You're cut from the show. Get out.
Please, I didn't mean
to... I said, get out. Go back to the streets. I picked you up. I can put you back again. Get out.
Octavia.
What? What is it? Say something. Please.
Why? I doubt someone of your elevated status would hear it.
Basilla! Basilla!
Oh. Go, all of you. Take a break. We'll try again later.
Octavia.
Yes, Antilus.
These people are your friends. They've barely rested. If you recall, we were breaking someone out of prison last night.
I know.
You're better than this.
I'll apologize to Basilla.
That may not be enough.
What am I doing?
Look, we've sold out tonight. We always do, thanks to you. But this new play, it's too raw for you right now.
Perhaps.
Why don't we do the Pirates again? Or the Crown Jewels? One we all know. The crowd will enjoy it.
I want her back, Antilus.
I guess people like us tend to get what we want. We should find out how it feels when we don't.
The nerve of those vultures. And Varro giving us threats. Was he on the list?
Afraid not.
Typical. We break our backs for them and this is how they repay us. It'll serve them right if we did kill them all.
We may have to at this rate.
Would that be such a bad thing?
I wouldn't say it's why I got into politics. I had dreams, I had ideas.
Still time for all that.
By the end of the day, we'll either be arrested by the Senate or strung up by the army. Riots in the streets, bodies in the gutters and the fields. Good men dying across the whole country. We've brought the Republic to its knees. We've only been in charge a few months.
There's always tomorrow.
Not for us.
Hello, Jebs. How was the Senate?
Ugh, don't ask. Any more news?
Yes. Well, you've been out. We've had four or five deaths.
Friends of yours?
Most of them, yes.
You're taking it pretty well?
Ah, well, nothing I can do about it. Why worry? That's what I say. What?
You're trembling.
Gosh, well, I'd better crack on then. Got a few things to show you. Oh, and Cleopatra's here.
Today gets better and better.
She'll want to find out if there's a deal on the table.
Then she's in luck. We're giving her everything she wants.
What are you on about?
We have to. We're not holding any cards. Rome needs that food.
But by the time we get it, it'll be too late anyway.
For us, yes, but not for Rome. If this is my last day in politics, I want to do some good.
Mate, seriously, think about it.
I'll deal with her. You and Lepidus try and work out some way we can... I don't know. Survive another day.
Poor chap.
Oh, save it. He was happy to condemn a dozen men. He just didn't want to get caught, that's all. What do you want to show us?
Well, at your wife's suggestion, I've been doing some maths.
No!
Anyway, I just wanted to make sure we were still on the same page, you know, after the last few days.
Mm-hmm, yep.
What with negotiations and the summons and that little murder plot going tits up.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, naturally. Wink, wink. But between us, I mean, if you want to have another pop at Gaius, I'll make sure Mark's in another country this time. Say no more.
Mm-hmm, yep, sure.
Oh, I'll just leave that with you then.
You do that. Morning, Caesar.
Morning.
And if you'd ever like to visit again, drop by any time.
Will do.
Talk soon then. Bye. Bye-bye.
That woman hates your guts.
I know. So, Your Majesty, we got off on the wrong foot.
That's a new one. Yesterday you were calling me a murderer.
Yes, well, I'm willing to overlook that whole affair if you are.
How magnanimous.
We wouldn't want our two great nations to suffer because of a few words spoken in haste, would we?
Haste? That's a laugh. We haven't made any progress since the day I arrived. I've been fobbed off, insulted, abused, and I've even had to sit through several plays.
I thought you liked them.
They're full of topical jokes I don't understand and characters breaking wind.
Well, most of that is ad-libbed. But either way, I can see this hasn't been a pleasant visit for you.
It really hasn't. So I'm telling you now that unless we reach a mutually beneficial arrangement, heavily tilted in my favor, then I'm boarding my ship and going home.
I think we can do that, yes.
What?
In return for your assistance in the matters hitherto discussed and business ongoing, Rome is prepared to meet all reasonable requests.
Okay. Really?
Yep.
I warn you, I want it all. Renewed recognition of my sovereign right, my children ruling after me, our enemies destroyed, the return of Judea, Damascus, and Antioch, and you can throw in a Greek island too, Rhodes or Delos, I don't mind which. Well, that should just about do it. What do you say?
On behalf of the Senate and the people of Rome, we agree to your...
Gaius!
Mark? What are you doing?
We need to talk.
We can't, not now.
Yes, now. Right now. Can't wait. Lepidus showed me something.
Hello, please. I'm about to reach an agreement with Queen Cleopatra.
Won't take a moment, really. You're right there.
Hello.
Come on, I promise you.
Okay.
I do apologize, Your Majesty.
Sure.
Lepidus will... entertain you. Come on.
Right, all right.
So, going anywhere nice on your holidays?
I was thinking Greece.
Lovely this time of year. I do so enjoy the Greek Isles.
Yes, I'd like to own a few myself. Are you trembling?
Yes. 8 friends have died. No. 9. Sorry about that.
Don't apologize. Wasn't your fault.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Right. Yes. All seems in order. Good. Very good.
Is everything...
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Lepidus, tell Mark I won't be long.
Righto.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yep. So, where were we? Oh, yes, deal's off.
What?
Turns out we're fine, actually. So, no need for you to help us at all.
What do you mean, fine?
All existing arrangements continue, of course. Usual rates, grain trade, and so on. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, as they say.
Sorry, do you have somewhere to be?
No. Coming! Yep, so, was there anything else?
Wait. What about the rest of it? Like my sovereign rights in Egypt?
Oh, duly recognized. Carry on with the good job, you and the kids.
What, just like that?
Yep, let us know if you have any trouble. Always happy to lend a hand. What else?
Territories.
Yes, we're keeping those. But tell you what, token of goodwill, why don't you take Ephesus, a little present from us. Oh, and Pergamon, why not? And if we go there anyway.
thank you.
There we are, no hard feelings. Nice to see you. Drop in again sometime. Bye for now. Oh, and have a safe trip.
What the fuck just happened?
And if it all falls into place, you know what this means.
I wonder if Gaius does.
She's gone. Gave her some trinkets to keep her happy. Tell me again, please. I need to hear it again.
We're rich, mate. Rich! We're absolutely rolling in it.
You're sure? No mistakes?
No. Lepidus did some maths.
We've begun seizing the assets from the...
The dead men.
Yes, Lepidus.
Exactly, yes. And there's a quick evaluation of the profit so far.
All right, let's take a... Wow. Oh, wow. This much already?
Don't you see? The plan's working just as we hoped.
We could pay back, what, about half the army with this?
And there's plenty more where that came from. We're in the clear. I mean, sure, the wrong men died, but who cares about that?
Me, I suppose.
Gaius, why have you stopped smiling?
Because what happens when everyone finds out where the money's come from? We're killing 300 VIPs. We'll never get away with it.
Not with that attitude, you won't.
What?
You see, mate, we've been talking this thing through, and if we want to secure power, I mean, really secure it, then we've got to act, and we've got to act fast.
Oh, Stadiki, we're leaving.
Instruct the captain to set sail immediately.
Your Majesty, the captain says the conditions are not
then
favorable.
Then leave when they are.
There is another matter
I don't want to hear it.
But you're...
No! Oh, this stupid city, its stupid people. Why do things have to be so...
difficult, Your Majesty?
Charmian, you've come back.
I had nowhere else to go. And I had a request to make of you.
A request? A request? After the betrayals and the failures and the trouble you've put me to, you dare to ask something more of me?
Yes. Someone's written me a play. And before you have to put me to death, I want to know what happens in it.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardo. This episode was written by David K. Barnes. It was edited by Laurie Ann Davis, Annie Fitch, Meg McKellar, Catherine Seaton, and Catherine Rinella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Kazim Tosin Amore, Harry Roebuck, Sarah Lambie, Lara Sawalha, Beth Eyre, Andy Seacombe, Benjamin Garrison, Aaron Lewis Cadogan, and Sarah Aga. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.